This podcast replay is brought to you by Choice Mortgage Bank. Fixed rates at an all-time low. Call Michael, 561-441-2730. Refinance or lower those monthly payments. Get off the fence. Stop renting. Call 561-441-2730.
Where is Steve Young?
We're going to quietly get rid of some players, but we're going to let everybody know in the locker room that we support them. We're behind you. But when you don't do that, you put people's health at risk.
I have spoken!
And I'm afraid you couldn't be more wrong.
Dumbass material all the way.
They get hurt. And what the Miami Dolphins have done this year is put people at risk.
And I'm afraid you couldn't be more wrong.
Physically, and it's not right. You can't be so irresponsible.
Dumbass material all the way.
Local writers, national writers, TV pundits, radio guys, and women all across the country. The Dolphins are quitting. The Dolphins aren't trying.
For a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament,
yes.
Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Dan Orlovsky had just figured it out.
Dumbass material all the way.
You just lost to a football team that is trying to lose, and I gotta apologize to the Dolphins, because last week, I thought they were tanking.
I'm afraid you couldn't be more wrong.
And they come out and play hard yesterday and go fight for a win.
Oh, now I see. Now I get it. Now the pieces are falling into place. It's all coming together now. I must say this opens my eyes. Another case closed, my dear Watson. For I was blind, but now I see. The cat's out of the bag now.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Excellent open there by Bill.
It's easy to do stuff like that when you're inspired.
Yes, yes. Good morning on a beautiful Monday where your Miami Dolphins have won two in a row. Now, here's the thing. When we found out that Brissett wasn't playing, immediately I was like, wow, they really got a shot.
You said it right off the bat, man.
It's like, wow, this is a guy. Because Brian Hoyer is not a guy that scares you. Never has been, never will. And Miami went in there, and they are a well-coached football team. They may not be the most talented team in the NFL. We know that the Dolphins have the worst talent in the NFL. I mean, that's not up for discussion. There's no argument here. Miami is number 32 in talent by miles. I mean, by miles. Everybody, including the 0-9 Bengals, have way more talent and experience than Miami. And yet, they're not the worst team in the league. They're actually better coached than, I don't know, maybe a third of the league at this point. Easily, actually, better coached, maybe better than half the league already.
I was going to say, yeah, we got to be a little closer to the middle.
Yeah,
at least that.
The coaching job that Brian Flores is doing is one of the best coaching jobs in the NFL. Yes, I'm dead serious about this. He doesn't have a Hall of Fame quarterback. He doesn't have the Dallas line. He doesn't have an established running back. It's not Christian McCaffrey back there. He doesn't have number one wide receivers. He doesn't have a stud tight end. I was thinking about this yesterday. How many players on Miami's team starts on Indy's team? Think about that.
Wow, that's a nice comparison, man.
I mean, just think about that. How many players, maybe Fitzpatrick and Hoyer at the moment? That's the only thing I could have argued yesterday. Outside of that, I can't say any of their receivers are really better than their receivers. I can't say that their running back is better than our – I mean, our running back is better than their running back. I mean, nothing. Their defense overall should be better.
Gesicki making strides, maybe, you know.
Eric Ebron.
Ebron, I know.
It's not even close. It's not even close. And Gesicki had a drop yesterday. Listen, you think about that. Just when you watch the Dolphins, most of their players don't even start for anybody on the other team. And Frank Reich is already known as a better coach than Brian Flores. Frank Reich has more talent than Brian Flores. Frank Reich was home. Brian Flores was on the road. Yesterday, they were talking about with Fitzpatrick. And talking about how mentally tough the team is and how they've been able to fight through all of this and how Fitzpatrick was talking about how they've won the last couple of weeks in different ways and that it's fun how they try to find ways of scheming and beating teams. And remember a couple weeks ago, my boy Omar Kelly was asking how tough this team is, if it's a tough team. And Flores was like, I mean, what are you talking about, right? And I was like, what the hell are you talking about too, Omar? This is one of the toughest teams I've ever seen in my life. And what I mean by that is not just physically. Listen, I understand that they would get mauled by the 0-1 Ravens. Do you understand that? I'm not saying that kind of toughness. I'm talking about toughness as in physical toughness and mental toughness because everybody slammed this team. Everybody. Well, except yours truly, of course. But everybody was slamming this team, right? And the insults were flying left and right, and this is the worst team in the history of the NFL. Hell, I thought it was the worst team based on talent. And guess what? Based on talent, it still might be the worst team in the NFL, talent-wise. And yet they fought through all that adversity. All the reports that everybody wanted off the team, and it wasn't true. All this stuff that they had quit. None of it true. And they have fought through all of that. All the insults on tanking, because let's get this straight now. For all of you out there, fans, media members, if you stood there and called them tankers, you need to apologize. Because you know you're wrong, right? I mean, you're
dead wrong.
You need to admit it already. They were never tanking from the get-go. They had to reset the team. And they're resetting it through youth. That's just the way they're going to do it. I got no problem with it. I haven't had a problem with it from day one because I understood what they were doing. And I expected zero wins because of the way they were doing it. I have no problem with it. Now we're going to find out if he can coach, right? That's the other thing I told you in the offseason. Well, looks like Brian Flores can coach. I mean, that is as clear as day that the guy can coach.
We talked about it yesterday briefly. With all the number, with the three number ones we have, the number twos, all the picks,
four
the money.
Ones.
Okay. Maybe the best thing we got going for us coming out right now where we're looking is maybe our coach.
Yeah, of course. When you give them talent, then they're going to be even better. Remember, we keep saying they have the least amount of talent. Now, they've found some young guys that. Some of these young guys are going to roll over into next year with all the draft picks that they're going to have. And that's going to be part of the foundation that you're setting for the future. And you look overall, you think players around the league are going, hey, you know what? They might have found something over there in Miami. They might have figured something out there because they're really young and they're really green. And yet they're getting better and better and better every week. And, hey, you know what? That coaching staff knows what it's doing. If I go there, I can make them better. And that coaching staff will make me better. That's, I think people are going to notice that by the end of the season. They're going to go, yeah, because they can see, they're going to see what I'm seeing, what we've been talking about. We've been talking about the football side of all of this, right?
This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
Hell of a win for Seattle, 8-2, and the way they've gone as a franchise, that you hit on your franchise quarterback, and then you had your era with him early on, and you won a title, should have won two, obviously, if it wasn't for the worst call in the history of the Super Bowl by Pete Carroll. And whether Pete Carroll likes it or not, he will have the, it's you're always going to be saying, hey, Pete Carroll, hell of a coach, but man, really stupid. He cost himself a Super Bowl. It's always going to follow up. It's the same thing as the Dolphins. You didn't want to go 0-16 because then you would be the only team in the history of sports that you had an undefeated season and a completely defeated season. I mean, those extremes are rare to have. Nobody has the yesterday, the last undefeated fell. Once again, it was cherished right there. The moment that the Dolphins have possessed forever continues in perfection. You don't want the opposite of perfection. You just don't. And again, look, I'm a Dolphin. And I've got a bunch of things that I want to get to today. I thought Armando Salguero's article was entertaining. Completely off, but entertaining. I couldn't disagree with him more about his article and the way he designed it. But it's funny how we kind of talk about this thing and talk about the direction that the Dolphins are going in and what they're doing. But going back to the Seahawks, before I start talking about the Dolphins, I'm so impressed that Schneider and Carroll had that time with Sherman and all those guys, and they won the title, and then they had to then turn the page. And they could not pay all those guys, and those guys ended up starting to get old, and they had to move on. And they have started with a new wave of players on that team. And they're back to being one of the elite teams again in the NFL. And last night, they go on the road in San Francisco against a divisional opponent on a Monday night game, and they walk out of there in an overtime victory, and they walk out of there with an 8-2 mark. And it just shows you that that's the inspiration for the Miami Dolphins. It's easy for people to say, well, good teams, they know how to stay good, all of that, and why can't the Dolphins accomplish that? Well, first of all, the Dolphins have to accomplish and get to the point where they're just a good football team. Not just maintaining being a good football team. First, let's get to the stage that you build that you are a good football team. Because remember, for many years, Seattle was down in the dumps until they got Carroll and then turned things around. Just like the Saints were the Aints before they got Sean Payton. Correct? And it goes part of a process. In order to develop a culture and develop winning, it's not something that happens overnight. And the New Orleans Saints had to go through, what was it called? What gate was it called? Now I'm forgetting what that gate was. We have Gummy Gate going on here now. We have Bully Gate. We have Inflate Gate or Deflate Gate. What was the Bounty Gate? It was Bounty Gate. And they had Bounty Gate go on, right? And they had to survive Bounty Gate. They had suspensions, the coach, the players. It tore the team apart. It set them back. They were in a window at that moment. That window closed because of all those suspensions and all the setbacks. And you remember that when they suspended Sean Payton, people said, well, now they've got Drew Brees. He'll keep everything together. How'd that work out? It didn't. And that's because you need a coach. You need a culture. You need discipline. You need winning. You need everything in place in order to put it together. And for you young people, you can only see it from afar. I hate to play the old man role, but I'm going to play the old man role because I am the old man. And I lived Shula. And I lived culture, and I lived watching him adjust to everything and change to the different teams that he had and the different players and the different styles and all of that. But what was consistent was Shula. And even coaches changed. And what was consistent was Shula. What is consistent is Belichick. What is consistent is Sean Payton. What is consistent is Pete Carroll. And in order for, it's easy for media members or fans to say, well, why don't the Dolphins do this? Well, they can't do that until they do A. And when they do A, they can get to B. And when they get to B, they get to C. And I hate to be cliche-ish about all of this, but you can't have a great franchise until you have a great owner. And you can't have a great franchise until you have a great coach. And you can't have a great franchise until you have a great front office. And you can't have a great franchise until you acquire great players. And you can't have a great franchise until you're able to put it all together and then win. Do you understand? And you can't get from point A to point Z and skip B through Y. It doesn't happen. And if you want to survive bad times, Bullygate, your salaries, you got to pay your quarterback, everybody has success, Seattle, Baltimore. Remember, Baltimore won their title, had to pay Flacco, lost all those players. Boom, setback. Ozzie Newsome then has to go reloading the team. It took them several years to build it back up, and they're a good team, and they're back now. But it took them several years to get back, and they're a good franchise. Again, ladies and gentlemen, not done overnight. Mike Tomlin and the Steelers have kind of lost some of their luster, right? This year's been a little bit of a bounce back even without the alleged rapist, Big Ben. Now they got Mason Rudolph. Everybody thought it was going to go in the tank. I did too. They've kind of won more games than what we expected. Good franchise, survive adversity. Miami has been adversity for 20 years. So how do you get to point B if you haven't gotten out of the cloud of point A? You got to get out of it. And that's where you have to understand that part of getting out of it is figuring things out. And I think Stephen Ross, the light finally went on for the man. And he said, you know, we just can't keep doing this free agency crap and mortgaging the future and buying all these players and going for this hot coach because everybody else is. No. I need to do things the way football is done. And he finally took a step back, gave the job to the football guy in the building and said, it's up to you now, dude. I'm out of this. I'm not going to sit here with Ndamukong Suh in the middle of a Red Wings game and I fell in love with him and I say, oh, I've got to have him. And so now me and Mike Tannenbaum want the shiny object in the room and we want to bring it in for the Dolphins. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not falling in love with Joe Philbin and I'm not falling in love with Adam Gase. And I'm no. I'm going to let the football guy decide who he thinks he needs to bring in. And then the football guy decided it was Brian Flores. And maybe, just maybe, you might just get to point B because you might just have found your coach. Which, if you found your coach, then we know we can start working a point C. Before you get to continuity, before you get to success, before you get to a championship, you got to build the foundation, ladies and gentlemen. And it's really simple for anybody, for a writer, for a talking head on television, on radio, to just sit back and say, why don't the Dolphins do that? Well, because you just can't do that. You don't become the Niners. First, the Yorks have to get the light. The light went on. They finally, after screwing up and embarrassing their franchise year after year after year after year, they found a guy named John Lynch. And they said, you do the job now. We're not deciding anything anymore. Kind of like Stephen Ross. We're out. We're just here. We're going to write the checks. Where do you want me to write the check? To who, John? Who? Oh, this guy Shanahan. There you go. That's what's going on. And they got their coach. They traded for a quarterback. They have now built a foundation. Took them a couple years. And look where they're at. Now we'll find out if they can put it all together, win, and then down the line also overcome adversity and bounce back. Like Seattle has, like New Orleans has, like New England does, like Baltimore does. Because that's when you have a franchise. That's when you have a culture. That's when you can now count on winning more often than not, year in and year out. Will you have your adversities? They had them in Seattle. They had him in New Orleans. Somehow or another, the bastards in New England never have it, but whatever. Anyway, but this is kind of part of the process. And we have to be patient on all of this, but you got to do it right. And this is why for 20 years, I was so pissed constantly, because I knew they weren't doing it right. They weren't building the right way, and they had the wrong people making the decisions. Now, it looks to me like the right people are making the decisions. But ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't happen overnight. And it will not happen overnight. We have to be patient in this process. Let's enjoy it. Because think about this now. You're 2-7. Admit it now. Be honest now, you're enjoying this season more than you thought you would. If you're a true Dolphins fan, okay, if you're a real, I mean, all you bleed orange and green like I do, you have to be enjoying this season more than what you thought. As painful as you thought it was going to be, it hasn't. Yeah, the first two games were super painful. It was really difficult the first two games. And you thought maybe that was what you were going to see every single week. And little did you know that those were the last 2 weeks of it. You didn't see it anymore. Overall, you've seen a pretty respectable team week in and week out. When they do run out of gas at the end, it's because the other team is just better, and you can't do anything about that. They don't really shoot themselves in the foot on a consistent basis anymore. They'll make some mistakes because, hey, they are what they are. They're not perfect, but they've gotten better every single week, and my Lord, they're winning games now. But this is part of the process, ladies and gentlemen. You got to have a coach that can lay the foundation. You got to have a coach that can reach players. You got to have a coach that players respond to. And so far, it looks like that's what you got. In the worst environment that you could possibly have. Think about that. Everybody's killing you. Everybody's insulting you. Everybody thinks you're cheating. Because basically, when you tell them they're tanking, you're telling them they're cheating. That's what you're saying about them. Right? I mean, let's just call it like we see it. That's what you're doing. You're insulting them by telling them you're a bunch of cheaters. And it couldn't be further from the truth. They're just resetting the franchise and starting anew and starting with young players. Why is that a crime? Why is that cheating? They weren't trying to lose. Don't you see them winning games? But of course, the lazy person will say, they don't even know how to tank. Like they were sitting back there scheming, yeah, we'll sign this guy because he'll guarantee us a loss. Come on, man. If they did that, they wouldn't have brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick. Thinking, well, if Rosen doesn't really, we have a veteran that's been there, done it, and can at least help you win games at times. If not, they would have kept Luke Falk. That's what they would have done. They would have kept Adam Gase and Luke Falk, and then that's tanking. Let's keep Adam Gase, guaranteed being a loser. Let's do that. That's not what they did, and that's not what they've done. But you got to understand that part of this process, it's time-consuming. But when you do it right, one of the things that Chris Greer has talked about is something that you build that can sustain itself. Notice how in the last 20 years, everything they've had cannot sustain itself, cannot also support itself. Why? Because it never had the foundation. And if you think you're going to build a structure on no foundation, how's that going to hold up? That's why it's crumbled every single time. Right now, it's time to build a foundation, but it's going to take time to build it. So let's be patient in all of this.